not here yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's expected shortly. Is it okay if,
Yeah, you can give us a call back.
Sure.
When he gets there, that's okay.
That would be terrific.
Sure.
And, I'm very glad to say that this line sounds very good, too, so I think it'll make it for a good
excellent
phone recording. So just give me your direct number, and we'll give you a quick call back.
Sure.
Okay.
Area code. Sorry.
Area code.
And I don't have a direct line, but extension.
Yeah, terrific. And again, we apologize for the delay, but
that's fine.
We'll be ready real soon.
No problem.
Thanks a lot.
No problem, Steve. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Recorded yesterday at 12:33 p.m. The next message is...
for you to call me at the same number?
Sure, that's fine.
About 2 or 3 minutes, I know he'll be here and we can start the interview.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Steve. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Recorded yesterday at 12:39 p.m. The next message is...
All right, hold on a second. I'm going to hand... We got two phones here.
Okay.
And I'm going to hand one of them to Bill Lessard. And then basically I've just got a little, you know, Radio Shack tape recorder hooked up to the phone line. And, you know, I transfer it later on to MP3. So, you know...
Excellent. So, and Sean's here too.
Oh, great.
Hi.
Hi, Sean. Let me get Bill on the phone here for you. Hold on. All right.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Hey, I give you permission to bitch about me on the air. God damn it, that guy's late.
We're on fucking assholes
at Wired News. No wonder they're just running a news desk at this point.
Yeah, really.
Well, you haven't pissed us off yet, so we're still in open mind mode right now.
Oh, good.
And if you're near a computer, we got a webcam. You can see us doing the interview if you want.
Well, we only have one line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then
it's all right.
Set it all up for nothing.
Oh, wow. So, cable, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
No ADSL?
No.
You're shattering our perception. You know, all Wired reporters look like they just stepped out of William Gibson. You know, you guys got mirror shades on right now. You're practically linked into everything.
No, sorry. We're just a bunch of, like, dope-smoking former English majors. Anyway, thank you both for taking time out today to talk to us. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate your waiting for us, or waiting for me, I should say.
No problem.
Now, on the outside of things, what you're doing seems really exciting. It's rebellious. It's, you know, pump up the volume. It's all this kind of like, let's take radio back to what it used to be. What is the reality?
The reality is actually pretty close to the same. It's very exciting for us because of the involvement of the listeners. And I think that might be what separates us from a lot of the other radio stations on the internet, that you just tune in and listen, and that's all. That's the extent of your involvement. But with us, we get promos sent to us made by our listeners, and we've got pictures, and they make graphics for us, and
art, rants, a lot of recordings done, people sending it in, and a lot of young people just generally kind of ticked off with social and economic and governmental conditions, and they feel like they need a voice, and we give them that voice.
This is perhaps a fatuous question, but why do you feel that people are so pissed off?
Ooh, there's a simple question with a complex answer. James, why don't you go first?
Or I could go first.
You could go first.
Okay.
Wow.
Rant radio, so rant away.
Well, what it is why is everybody so pissed off? That's, if you take a look around in what's been going on with our society, there's, up until recently, could you imagine what would happen if the internet hadn't occurred? Right now we have the wage slave state, which is being implicated by major corporations such as, I won't do any names because you probably won't be able to put them in the interview, but major corporations, they hire people on for minimum wage type. They hype them all up using cult tactics like, you know, you're part of the team, insert catchphrase here, and they lie to young people and old people alike, and everyone winds up with like a McDonald's type position, only instead of flipping burgers, you're flipping code or flipping lumber.
But you still get a name tag.
But you still get your name tag, and gosh darn it, you take one for the team. And that used to sell, but it's not selling anymore. now most of the X generation is getting older, and we're beginning to realize that we weren't raised, we were distracted for most of our life.
Recorded yesterday at 1:29 p.m. There are no further messages.